Well, the month of January is National Blood Donor Month. It's always an urgent need for blood. We're going to talk a little bit about that here this morning with the American Red Cross, and their representative Laura McGuire is with us here this morning by phone. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
It's always a critical need, it seems like, no matter what time of the year. People always have excuses. Things come up, reasons for folks not to be able to get in to do the blood drive. But it's really important to keep that really high on that list of priorities, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Today we are really issuing an emergency call for blood donors. We saw a lot fewer drives with people with busy holiday schedules, and we're kind of at a point where we're leading to a blood shortage. The Red Cross must collect about 13,000 donations a day. And with the holidays, we really saw a decrease in blood and platelet donations around Christmas and New Year's, to the point of 27,000 fewer donations. So we're really asking your listeners to roll up a sleeve and give some blood. A few things that people don't know about blood. One, it can't be manufactured. The only way we can get blood is through one another. And the second thing that's so important to get out to the public is that blood products are perishable. And what that means is that once you give blood, we have 42 days to find someone that needs it and be able to transfuse it, put it through testing. And again, the need for blood is so critical. Our inventory levels go up and down every single day. I really wish I had a crystal ball to say, you know, who needs blood when. But until that really happens, we're just really trying to keep our shelves stocked with blood. And as I mentioned, we are on an emergency call for blood. And what that really means is that we strive to have a 5-day blood supply. So if there's ever a tragedy and an emergency or something going on, that we have blood on the shelves to help people. And right now we're at a less than a 3-day supply. So as soon as our donations are going out the door, they're actually being used for hospital patients. So it is super critical.
Wouldn't it be awful if it was a relative or a friend of yours who was in critical need when the time came that there just isn't enough to go around right now?
I tell people to look around their family table and, you know, look to the right, look to the left. What if that person was really in need of blood? And the blood wasn't there. So, you know, I think we're midway through the month. I know a lot of people are big on New Year's resolutions. By now they might have given up or think, you know, it's too late. But we're really asking people, hey, make a resolution to give blood and do it every 56 days and, you know, feel good about, you know, helping to save lives.
So many ways to donate, and this is one that doesn't cost you any money and actually might make you some new friends when you do it.
Absolutely. It takes about an hour of your time, so the process is pretty simple. We do ask that people go to redcrossblood.org, and we do have a website that allows you to make an appointment. Our website is super user-friendly. It allows you to see eligibility requirements, what the donation process is all about, make an appointment. So again, redcrossblood.org. The whole process for a blood donation takes about an hour of your time. You come in, you get some reading materials. They put you through a little mini health history, and that's just to make sure that you are safe to give blood. So we do look at the hemoglobin in the blood. We take your temperature, your blood pressure, and we have some screening questions as to whether or not you've been out of the country. And once we determine that you are a good eligible donor and are healthy, we put you on the bed. The needle is actually in your arm for about 8 to 10 minutes. So it's, you know, for those people that might be afraid of needles, we've got absolutely fantastic staff and volunteers to coach you through the process. And after your 8 to 10 minutes of giving blood, we show you to our refreshment area, and we encourage you to have some juice and cookies. So, again, it doesn't cost a dime. It takes about an hour of your time, and you walk away with a really great, tremendous feeling of knowing that you're helping to save lives.
One of the neat things I've noticed, too, is those who donate tend to donate on a regular basis. They seem to be pretty loyal about doing it. So that's really not the hard part, necessarily. The hard part is getting new people to donate. That's a tough process.
Yep. We are asking if you're a first-time donor or maybe a donor that just kind of fell to the side to really make it a point to, you know, look at our website and see what you can do about making time.
Yeah, and as you documented already, it doesn't take all that long to do that, and there are some options there, too, when you get in. I know at one time when I had given blood, I typically do, I'm fortunate enough to be able to do the double red process, and I had gotten a card back sometime later, kind of documenting, not specifically who, but it gave me a rough general idea of how that blood was used to save someone's life who was in a car accident. And I was really impressed by that. I never dreamed something like that would happen. Do you do that a lot?
Sure. What I can tell you is that we do have a wonderful blood app, and I do, you know, ask people download the blood app. The blood app is tremendous in so many different ways. One, it does give you a record as to how often you are able to donate. It actually reminds you when your appointments are. And like you said, the neatest thing about the app at the end is due to HIPAA laws, we can't tell you exactly where your blood goes, but we are able to tell you the region in which your blood goes to in the way of a hospital. And the Red Cross's policy is really to supply blood where and when it is needed. And we try to strive to meet our local hospital needs first. So chances are your blood is going to stay rather local. But at the same time, if you have a very rare blood type that might be needed across the nation, we do have a very large inventory management system that allows the blood to go where and when it's needed. The other thing people need to know is that they don't need to know their blood type. We are accepting all types of blood types. If you have O blood, we love you to death just from the fact that O negative and O positive are universal blood types. And those are usually the first thing that emergency rooms reach for in traumatic situations. So when there's not time to type your blood, they reach for O. So if you do know your blood type, that's wonderful. But if you don't, giving blood is a great way to find out.
You bet. Well, just about everyone can donate blood. There are a few things out there that would prevent you from donating blood, but they're few and far between, right?
Correct. All our eligibility requirements can be found at redcrossblood.org. And real simple, you need to be 18 years of age or with parental consent at 16 years old. You must weigh 110 pounds, and we ask that you be healthy and you bring in some form of ID.
Very good. And once you go through the process that first time, you're typically going to get a Red Cross identification card.
You sure will. You'll get a donor card, which means that you're a lifelonger. And we really, you know, encourage people to stay on their regular schedules with giving blood. Most red blood donations, you are able to give every 56 days. So, again, we, you know, ask, go to our website, get all the eligibility requirements, make an appointment. You know, all the information is on our website. I know you also mentioned Power Reds, and what that basically is for those select donors that have the right blood types, what we're able to do is instead of giving a single dosage of red blood cells as you donate, you're able to give twice the quantity, so thus double red. And what that does is it's just a more concentrated level of blood that you are giving. So you might want to also think of that.
Lots of ways to do that. There are community blood drives, of course, that happen on a regular basis. There are also large businesses that sometimes sponsor these different blood drives. There are schools in the area that sponsor blood drives. There are lots of opportunities. Just watch the app, watch online, and get signed up and get out there and make that effort to donate and make that part of your charitable contributions.
Absolutely. Blood products, again, are currently being distributed to hospitals faster than the donations are coming in. So it really takes all of us to roll up our sleeve and give blood.
Laura, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck with the continued operations.
Thank you for getting our message out there, and have a great day.